Welcome to this podcast produced by Imagine, your resource for early childhood music therapy. Imagine is produced by Della Vista Publisher and can be found on the web at www.imagine.musictherapy.biz. This podcast is entitled Culture, Connection and Music for All, Thai and U.S. Music Therapy Collaboration, and presented by Dina Register. Imagine traveling around the world, stepping out of your comfort zone and finding yourself surrounded by a room full of children in a Thai orphanage. In this podcast, Dr. Dina Register describes how music therapy students from the US and Thailand connected with children who had severe physical and some cognitive impairments by singing, playing instruments, and moving to live music. Learn about their unique music therapy session that provided a connection and meaningful interactions for over 50 children with cerebral palsy.
Since 2009, I've taken more than 100 students and professionals to Thailand for cultural immersion and clinical practice experience. During our study abroad trips, music therapy students and professionals have the opportunity to work in cooperation with Thai music therapy students and professionals to deliver music experiences that are focused on live music making and are inclusive of everyone, regardless of age or ability level. By navigating what they have in common with their Thai counterparts, the students and professionals are able to pinpoint what musical elements and nonverbal interactions are most effective in building community and creating a sense of empowerment despite language and cultural differences. In the Phakret district of Bangkok, Thailand, there is a lengthy street lined with various homes for foster children, orphanages, and daycare services for children with special needs. Ban Phung Pha is home to about 200 children, ranging in age from birth through age 12, with a wide array of physical disabilities and cognitive delays or impairments. While there are some children who come to Ban Phung Pha just for daycare services, most children live on-site and are cared for by staff and volunteers. Individuals with any kind of disability in Thailand still struggle with accessibility to services that help empower them and that make education accessible. There's still a great deal of stigma for families, and some parents find the financial and/or the social strain too much to cope with. During one of my first six-week-long study abroad stays in Thailand, I was able to secure an appointment for my U.S.-based students and myself to tour the facility and to return for several subsequent weeks in order to conduct music therapy sessions with groups of children. While the staff assigned to help us were quite pleasant, it was evident that they didn't really understand how we would use music to actively engage the children or how it might be beneficial for them. Their perception was that we would come in to perform a concert with expectations that children would sit and listen. After our initial meeting with the administration, I received a phone call letting me know that instead of being able to provide multiple sessions for children of various ages, we would only be able to come one time, and the only children available for us to see were children that were severely physically impaired by cerebral palsy. There would be about 50 children in the covered open-air pavilion in the July heat, and they were largely immobile and unaided. I still wonder if the staff set these limitations thinking that we would find the task too daunting and that we would simply cancel our visit. Needless to say, they had no idea that we, as music therapists, loved these kinds of challenges, and we were ready to rise to the occasion. The plan was to bring both the U.S.-based music therapy students and the Thai music therapy students from Mahidol University College of Music Master's Degree Program to the site and to carry out a one-hour music therapy session that allowed all children the opportunity to participate in music making, have meaningful interaction with a music therapy student or volunteer, and to work to connect everyone through live music. While we had been to the location for an orientation visit, we had not had the opportunity to meet the children or see the space we would actually be working in. I could sense the fear and uncertainty of my Thai music therapy counterparts as they shared this news from the orphanage. How could we possibly plan a successful session with more than 50 children who needed a great deal of hands-on help And how would we possibly have the music therapy students ready to assist in a situation like this? I gathered both our Thai and US-based team members and asked them to compile songs that would allow us to incorporate movement and instrument playing, and we relied heavily on our Thai colleagues to choose both Thai and English songs that were most likely to be familiar to the children. A great deal of our time was spent on creating a contour for the session that would allow for increased engagement over the course of the hour, as well as creating adapted movement and instrument playing options based on the challenges that we know many individuals with cerebral palsy face. We gathered more than 30 people to assist with the session, which included music therapy students, music students, a handful of other professionals like occupational therapists and physiotherapists with whom we worked, and they were all instructed when we went in to place themselves between two or three children in order to make eye contact, to interact and build rapport during the session. And while a small team of two to three music therapists would lead from the front of the space. Despite the number of barriers and all the unknowns that we faced going into that day, our team created a magical, engaging environment that was not language dependent and that was able to demonstrate to the reticent staff of the orphanage that intentionally created music experiences have the capacity to elicit responses that they had never seen before from many of these children. The opportunity for one-on-one engagement helped children feel empowered and seen in a way that did not often occur in their daily lives. We were able to incorporate instrument playing for every child using things like egg shakers, drums, bells, other small unpitched percussion sounds. We also used things like scarves and large parachutes and puppets to add an engaging visual element when it was appropriate. The combination of both the Thai and English songs were a huge hit with the children and with the staff, as we were able to model adaptations of singing familiar melodies on various syllables when we didn't know or remember the words. For these children, having an adult right next to them, making eye contact and smiling was something that was typically limited to times of caregiving, such as feeding, bathing, and changing. All of that happened in relatively small amounts of time and as efficiently as possible in their regular day-to-day experiences. So to have these kinds of interactions for play was a rare treasure. What we learned from this experience is that no matter where we are in the world, people have many similarities. Of those, the desire to be seen, to be appreciated, and to connect are of the utmost importance. When we work from these similarities, we're able to build rapport, and building that rapport makes us open to learning about differences. Differences in culture, experience, values, and that foundation allows us to build and create a greater sense of understanding and empathy for the different ways that others show up in the world. We've continued to lead these groups during visits to Thailand, and it is, without exception, a highlight for both the Thai and the US-based participants every single time. They're able to walk away seeing the strength in themselves and in their peers, while also learning to plan music experiences that assume competence and facilitate empowerment of some of our most vulnerable and challenged children. Despite the barriers of language and other social or emotional challenges, our friends at Ban Phuong Pha teach us about our innate human desire to connect and communicate with music as our meeting place.
Thanks for listening to this Imagine podcast produced in 2020.